Good morning. I just want to, before we start, in a sense, I want to read some words that we were focusing on in our prayer meeting this morning. Just if you don't know about that, there is a prayer meeting that starts here at 10:30 on a Sunday, and it would be great if more of us were able to make it along to that time. Bruce led us in these verses, and in a sense, it just focuses our time. Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, sharing in God and sharing in one another, to the breaking of bread, remembering, taking in the remembrance of the Lord Jesus and his sacrifice, and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Father God, may we, even now in this time, may we devote ourselves to what you are teaching us in your word. Thank you for this book, which gives us everything we need to know you and to know your purposes for us and for this world. And help us now, we pray. How we need your help, Father God. So Holy Spirit, I pray for your help, and I pray for everyone in this room, myself included, that you give us ears to hear what you're saying this morning. We're so grateful for your presence here, God. Amen. Amen. So I had a real thrill yesterday. I had a brilliant day. We had a fantastic day, I think, at the Alpha Away Day. Thank you to those of you who were praying for the team that were gathered there in at the park down near the center of town. For those of you who maybe don't know what Alpha is a course which enables people to, in a very safe environment, to explore some of the big questions of life, explore what the meaning of life is, to consider in a safe environment what the Bible has to say to some of those matters of what is the purpose of life, what's it all about here anyway, and into eternity. And I was so grateful to be involved yesterday. I have to say, I felt like something of an outsider. Not that anyone made me feel like that, but I felt like that because I've not been able to meet each week with the Alpha group as they have here on Tuesday nights and develop those relationships that they have over 6 or 7 weeks, I think. So I was aware as I was there yesterday of the great privilege that it was to be able to stand and to share and to try and share something helpful from the Bible for those friends who had chosen to give up their Saturday and who were willing to listen to what I and others had to say. What a great privilege that is. And Andy Hayes said this on his last Sunday, and you know, lest you know, you think I don't feel the same, it's worth saying that this is a great privilege. Every Sunday, you know, the fact that we can come and that you would allow me the privilege to come and share and open God's word with you is a wonderful privilege and a great responsibility. And I feel that, and I felt that yesterday, and I was so grateful for that. We had a lot to get through yesterday. We were trying to follow the course that they have prescribed, and we were condensing a weekend away's 3 talks into a day away's 2 talks. And that's a dangerous thing to ask of someone like me, because normally I go in the other direction, right? I'm planning for 1 talk that ends up feeling like it should be 2 or 3 talks. So yesterday was a bit of a risk. We were moving at a very fast pace. And here's what struck me as I was sharing yesterday. What struck me was that this book is complicated. This book is complicated. This Christianity stuff is difficult to get our heads around. It's complicated. This book is full of deep and profoundly mysterious truths, worthy of a lifetime's exploration, worthy of an eternity's exploration. So yesterday the theme was the Holy Spirit. So, wow, I mean, think of the things that we were looking at as we journeyed through yesterday. We were looking at the very nature of who God is, the Holy Spirit's involvement in creation, his promised coming through the pages of the Old Testament, how his coming forever changed the way humankind was to relate to God. How the Holy Spirit adopts us as children of God. Romans 8, 14 to 17. How we can know the very presence of the living God through the Holy Spirit's presence in our life, and we were thinking about what difference that makes in our day-to-day life. So you know, you get a sense of these are profound and deep and mysterious truths. I was conscious of that as I was sharing. And I was also conscious of some of the complex language that there is in the Bible. I was aware that as I was speaking, that much of my vocabulary, Christian vocabulary, had become commonplace to me. But I was conscious that for those that, if you've not been around church before, some of the words that were just rattling out of my mouth probably made no sense whatsoever to those who were present. So I'm trying to do my best as I go, explaining the different things that come up. And then also, there were some brilliant discussion times. There were some fantastic questions, important, complex questions that people have grappled with, not just yesterday, but that people have been grappling with for centuries. And as we engaged with each question and comment and tried to get the different views of the people in the group, that would lead us on to another set of issues, which would lead us on to another set of issues. And there was so much to talk about. It was complex. We were wrestling together. We were grappling with some of this stuff. We were striving to understand together what this book is all about. Who is God anyway? What does it mean to, who is the Holy Spirit? What does it mean to have the Holy Spirit living within our lives? We were wrestling yesterday, and I loved it. It was profound and precious. It was weighty, and it was worthwhile. It was a brilliant day. But you know what? I was so glad for the way the day was wrapped up yesterday. After the second discussion time, Irene led us all in a response to God. And it was a very simple response, offering everyone in the room an opportunity to acknowledge God for themselves in a beautifully and profoundly simple prayer. And as she spoke the words of that prayer, and as she offered any in the room the opportunity to join in, I thought to myself, this is it. This is what it's about. The childlike act of coming to Jesus in a simple prayer of embrace. I thought, this is fantastic. And I continued to think that, because after that prayer of response that Irene led, four of the Alpha team shared a few minutes testimony on what difference has Jesus made to your life. And the stories were so real, so personal. Yes, some of them touched on profoundly difficult times that people had encountered in their lives, but they were just so simple. Here's how God and me have a relationship. Here's what the Holy Spirit means to me. Here's how He has impacted my life. And as they shared those stories, I thought, yes, this is it. This is what it's all about. The reality of a life lived with Abba Father, with King Jesus, with Comforter, Helper, Holy Spirit. And I was so glad we ended the day like that. After all the profound and difficult grappling with these big truths, to end the day, what does this mean for me? It wasn't that I thought I'd said anything particularly wrong, although I certainly could have done a better job explaining what God has put in His Word. But here's the point. It was that the profound and deep truths that we had been looking at somehow became more beautiful when expressed within the context of simple, honest, heartfelt response to God. And as I was pondering these things yesterday, throughout the day, as the day unfolded, and then also yesterday evening, today's scripture passage was on my mind in Luke chapter 13. Because in the passage today, you see this tension that I've been speaking about here. this tension that I saw yesterday, the tension where on the one hand, it seems very difficult to embrace the truth of Christianity, but on the other hand, it seems that nothing could be simpler. And that's what we're going to look at today. So I wonder if you could turn to Luke chapter 13, or the words will come on the screen. If you don't have a Bible, please just go out your seats and grab one of the Bibles on the shelves at the back. And if you don't have one of those, you know, please feel free to keep that. But Luke chapter 13, verse 22 through to the end of the chapter. Let's read it together. He, Jesus, went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out, and people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you. And he said to them, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish away from Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often would I have gathered your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is forsaken, and I tell you, you will not see me until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Simplicity and striving. Simplicity and striving. This is the tension that we've been talking about. And this is what we see in this passage, simplicity and striving. As we think about the question that is raised, who will be saved? That's the question that comes up in verse 23, or at least that's the way Jesus answers the question. As important today as it was in Jesus' time, who will be saved? That's what someone comes to ask Jesus. Will those who are saved be few? Now, that person doesn't define their terms. What on earth do they mean by saved? But Jesus will define those terms. He's going to make very clear who are saved and who are not saved. Jesus speaks of two groups of people in verses 28 to 30 there. He speaks of one group who are reclining at table, enjoying the hospitality and blessing of the kingdom of God. That's one group. And then there is another group that Jesus spends more time talking about who have missed the chance to be part of that group who are enjoying the blessings of the kingdom. The door to that place of hospitality and blessing, the door is already shut.